Hey, Howard, just for clarity's sake regarding the quarterback, are you going into this offseason with the mindset that Jalen Hurts is your quarterback in 2022?
Yes. I think for us, we got to do whatever we can to continue to help him develop. And how do we do that? By surrounding him with really good players.
Yes, indeed, everybody. My goodness, I am John Barchard. That is Vince Quinn. Of course, this is the Bell and the Birdman podcast and State of an Emergency podcast is Howie Roseman and Nick Sirianni speaking today. My goodness. So hello to everybody watching wherever you are. And if you're on Twitter, we can kind of see it below. There's going to be a little delay there. Welcome to the podcast if you're listening. Vince Quinn, how are you feeling, sir?
I'm doing great. Clearly, Howie has decided to say that Russell is coming in. He clearly said that at the press conference. So I'm just buying the jersey
there
now.
It is.
I'm just getting ready to buy it.
Here's my take. If you thought whatever you thought before, you know, that press conference happened, that's exactly what your takeaway was going to be after the press conference, because we didn't learn anything. Nothing. It was brilliant theater and also one of the best press conferences I've ever seen in terms of just like the back and forth was so beautiful. Everyone came prepared. The beat writers, man, they cornered them into a hole where you could not escape. You're going to tell me if Jalen Hurts is the starting quarterback next year, no loopholes, everybody's throwing jabs, haymakers, uppercuts, some beat reporters surprised me, some people I've never even fucking heard of in my life are answering beautiful questions. They have just choked them out and being like, there's no escape, there's nowhere to go. And no one learned anything in that press conference because no one said anything in that press conference that was relevant to what they're going to do at the quarterback position. There was some pretty good answers that we'll, you know, maybe get a further down the road with Nick Sirianni, because I do think especially calling Quez Watkins the number two wide receiver and Devontae Smith the number one, ooh, tantalizing, exciting. But Vince Quinn, no one knows what they're going to do. And yet again, everybody, Howie Roseman, beautifully done. It was like art, just saying a whole bunch of nothing and making it sound important. It was beautiful.
Oh, yeah, he was great. I mean, his first answer was, it was basically like, okay, so Howie, how do you feel about Jalen? Is he the quarterback next year? And he's like, yeah, you know, we told Jalen to grab the bull by the horns, and he certainly did that. Like, great, great year for a first-year starter. And, like, that's pretty much how he ended the answer. And then the reporter's like, so is that a yes?
Yeah, Rube. Rube, so is that a yes? Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, Rube, it was.
That's great.
And already in here, of course he's going to say Jalen is the starter and Watkins is the two. What other things would he say? Exactly. Exactly. That's the point of this. It's to make it, he's saying to the rest of the league, you better drop that motherfucking price or this is my guy. And that's what he's doing. That is it. That's it. That should be your only takeaway from this.
Yeah. The idea of trading Jalen Hurts is absolutely on the table.
Yeah.
Okay. It's on the table. So we have to acknowledge that and go about our Russell conversations accordingly. I'm just saying, there's still time to get on my side. There's still time.
Vince is going to go check his mic, I think, because it sounds like he's screaming hot coming in. But there is still time. There is still time. But man, oh man, like, do we have literally to no idea what they're going to do? Zach Berman pointed this out, I think, beautifully, where he's illustrating in a tweet that, yes, I fully believe that Howie Roseman and Nick Sirianni, and I believe them when they say that Jalen Hurts is going to be the starter in 2022. And then the next sentence in that tweet is, but I also think that if someone calls about Russell Wilson, they're not hanging up. So exactly. It's 35 minutes of gobble gobble guck. And we have a brilliant offseason to come up with some really great, fan fiction shit about what's going to happen in the offseason. We're going to place an incredible amount of bets. And here's my bet, Vince Quinn. Here's my bet. They stay with Jalen Hurts because if he's here and they said all that shit and they are going to build around him, then Jalen Hurts is going to win a motherfucking Super Bowl because that sounds exciting. Building and keep building and stacking and stacking and stacking. That is exactly what they're going to do. I'm going to bet on that side because they believe in Jalen Hurts. And here's my other theory. Do you think that Howie Roseman wants to ditch the credit of finding and looking at Carson Wentz and saying, he's not the guy, we need to get rid of him, get a first round pick for him, and then pick his replacement in the draft in the second fucking round and win a Super Bowl that way with one of the youngest head coaches ever? And this kid is only 23 years old. I think Howie Roseman's been listening to the pod, and I think we've been right about Jalen Hurts for quite a while now, and that's what's going to happen, Vince. It's all gobbledygook, but that's what they're going
to
do.
Well, Howie, if you're listening to the pod, trade for Russ! Trade for Russ, please, for the love of God! Because if you want to talk about stories, oh, is Jalen Hurts going to win a Super Bowl and build around and all that kind of stuff? Maybe he wins it with the Seattle Seahawks in 2030, baby. Because if you're trying to win right now, you go and get Russ, the guy that, by the way, Howie supposedly wanted back in, what, 2012 or 2010 or whatever he was in the draft.
Who didn't?
So, well, yeah. Well, I mean, a couple of teams passed on him. So if that was the guy they wanted, they bring that guy back. They gave up on Wentz. They, like, Howie Roseman, if he brings in Russell Wilson after all this stuff with Wentz, like, there was a guy I remember a couple of years ago. I think it was on eBay. He bought, like, a paperclip. And then he sold that paperclip.
Oh, man.
And then eventually he sold that for a string. And then it turned into like a car a couple months later.
Into a telescope and sold it for magic beans. I'm sorry, that's an Office episode. I'll retract my statement.
There we go. He became Jeff Bezos. That's how Jeff Bezos started. He sold a paperclip on eBay. So,
you know what? I think I'll buy a bookstore online.
Yes. So like he did that though. And then like for Howie, that's kind of what it is. It's like, oh, well, I got this guy and I traded for Wentz and then I scrap heaped him and I got these picks and yes, this other guy in Hurts and I scrap heaped him. I turned it into Russell Wilson like that. And the fact that that is on the table, I mean, yes, people. Wait.
Yes.
Of course. Of course it's on the table. They've been rumored to be interested in Russ for years. I mean, years.
And every other quarterback under the sun that you could probably improve upon. Of course they are. But they're going to build. They are going to build. They're like, how else would you explain to that locker room after you just said all that shit, you just went through the offseason with him and you went through, saw his growth in this season, you know, well, apparently, you know, they've Nick Sirianni and Howie Roseman have had many conversations at the beginning of their interview, which was revealed in this press conference too, that they knew ahead of time what was to be expected and how long this was going to take. And it felt like they wanted to say they were ahead of schedule, but they're not really saying that. But, man, like, if they trade him, I don't – that's what I'm saying. Here comes the douchebaggery of Russell Wilson. And he better fucking win immediately. Otherwise, that locker room is going to get weird again. Because, you know, yes, he's not as talented as Russell Wilson. I know that. And Joe Burrow. Yes, I know that. Thank you for reminding us all. He was drafted in the second round, 23. We knew he couldn't throw the ball that well. So, like, I would be shocked at this point if they did it. I would be completely shocked if they traded Jalen Hurts because it might fuck up that locker room pretty good.
Well, they want to do it. I mean, ultimately, I think if you had to sit Howie down and go, really, what do you want to do right now? He'd trade for Russ. Now, here's the thing. In any other year, if Russ isn't available, they're going to stick with Jalen Hurts. Like, it is a smart thing to do financially, right? Resetting, keeping Hurts on this low ball contract that you've got. You ride out the full deal. If you don't like him, you ship him out. You draft somebody else. You make him compete, whatever it is. Like, you don't pay him anything, and you continue to build the whole roster around him. That is sound football. Like, I saw a chart the other day. I forget who put this out, but it was the salaries of all of the quarterbacks that have won the Super Bowl in the last, like, 20 years.
Yeah.
And for the most part, it's guys that are making like $5 million, including Aaron Rodgers, who was still on his rookie deal, Patrick Mahomes, still on a rookie deal. Like, the only exceptions to the rule were Peyton Manning, Eli Manning, and Tom Brady.
Yeah.
That's it. Everybody else was on a rookie deal. Everybody else didn't cost a damn thing. So you go, oh, okay, that's generally how you win a Super Bowl. So,
yes.
Yeah, like, I guess the question is, do you believe with Jalen Hurts for the next 2 years can be good enough that you can
they're
win
gonna
the Super
win,
Bowl
they're
in the
going
next
to
two
be
years?
In a Super Bowl next year.
With Russ.
With Jalen Hurts. They're going to be in a Super Bowl with Jalen Hurts next year. That's what he was just telling
us. Yeah, I don't believe that. I mean, because as much as you could want to believe, hey, we're going to build a team and try to make it so you can, I mean, this is the window. With Jalen Hurts, there's a two-year window right now. That's it.
There's not a two-year window. There's not a two-year window.
Two-year window. Oh, yeah. I mean, what are you going
to
pay him?
You have all this, hopefully, young player talent coming in to counteract that because you have to do that, and there's no way you're paying Jalen Hurts top-of-the-line money. Because you're going to prove to him that you need him. Jalen needs that coaching staff and whatever their support system is way more than trying to go find a starting job somewhere else. So you will get a better price on a starting quarterback. You're going to get this version of Jimmy Garoppolo type of money. So at the time, I don't know, what was it? Oh, I guess that's kind of a bad example because it was like $27 million
well,
or whatever it was.
Yeah.
But
I mean, you got to pay Hurts.
But it's going to look like that for a long time for him. So, like, a $30 million contract, exactly what you paid Carson Wentz to go and replace him,
is way cheaper
than what you're going to pay, as opposed to Dak, who's at $40 million. And, by the way, not looking too good for them because that window's starting to close there, too. But that's further down the road anyway. I'm just saying you could find ways to make sure you're paying Jalen Hurts a lot cheaper.
Yeah, we'll see.
And you're going to, because he's going to take a while to develop.
I wouldn't pay him more than $20 million, and I think that's a reach. I mean, really, I don't think he's worth
oh
a whole lot.
Guys, this is what's ridiculous about this week, too. And you can land to me however you want to, but man, Kyler Murray, Mac Jones especially, Jesus Christ, everybody was kissing his ass, and he got his ass kicked, and now what? No one's calling him a backup quarterback. Like, the same thing happened to Jalen Hurts. Can we just address that for 2 seconds?
Okay.
Like, what happened during that playoff game, Todd Bowles stepped on their neck and said, fuck you. And,
yeah.
And Tom Brady, who's an insane person, is not going to allow that Eagles team, especially that Eagles team, to do anything. You know, Ross Tucker said this, I think, on one of the pre- or post-game shows, that, like, they just don't let any air out. They're going to find your weakness and kill you, and they're not ready for that. They can't counteract their weaknesses, especially against that coaching staff and everybody else. Everyone that lost over the weekend was inexperienced and outgunned. Plain and simple. Mac Jones had nothing to throw to, and we've complained about that still. We watched Jalen Rager for 2 years. Like, it's the same old stuff. Jalen Hurts needs help and time. That's it. That is it. That's all we're sitting in front of us, and we are not even quite, like, if you're questioning Jalen Hurts, then you need to question Nick Sirianni the same way. It's step by step, and we're not doing that. And boy, oh boy, by the way, it's kind of odd that our defensive coordinators had 3 head coaching interviews. And everybody still wants to throw him out. Everyone's basically performed the same, and no one wants to say that.
Well, I'm good to get rid of both of them. So there you go. I mean, give me a different head coach. Give me Russ, and give me Vic Fangio. I've not believed in Nick Sirianni all that much. I just haven't. So
you've been consistent.
I am consistent with all of this, right? That is my one thing that I demand is consistency, and I've been consistent. It's been Russ all the way. I doubt Jalen Hurts. I would trade him in a heartbeat. I think this is the peak of his value, and you get rid of him now if you can get a legitimate franchise guy. You have to do it. There you go. And there's from Joe. Jalen Hurts, great kid, but he's not going to a Super Bowl without buying tickets. Like, how good of a team? Because look at the Baltimore Ravens, right? We compare the Eagles and the Ravens a lot, and I know Lamar is a much better athlete than Hurts, but that's my point. Lamar is much better than Hurts. That team is not gone anywhere. They've won a playoff game once. They've been upset in the playoffs. He's won an MVP. So, like, if that's the ceiling, which he's not going to reach that either.
That's not the ceiling. He's not Lamar Jackson.
Well, he's not close. Exactly.
He's a completely different player.
He's playing a similar style offense.
I mean,
you're running the ball a ton. You need his legs to make the offense go. His legs are a vital
part of
this team.
You always run the ball a ton in the beginning of someone's career. You always do that. You know, unless they have the God gift of arm talent, which Carson Wentz had and shocked us at the beginning in 2016. Yes, but like everyone just discounts legs like they're full of shit and they don't matter.
No.
Running touchdowns don't matter. Producing touchdowns don't matter because no one's looking at those totals. That is what's special right now. You've even said that. And everyone knows that this kid needs time to get to arm placement and mechanics and all of it's fucked and fixable, by the way. So is anticipation throws and knowing where you're fucking going. Jared Goff, for the fucking first 2 years of his career, looked like dog shit. And by the way, everyone that's spouting Josh Allen as some God-gifted, you know, Greek god, which he is, by the way, I have to admit that now.
Yeah.
But at the time, same issue. Couldn't hit anybody. Couldn't read a defense. Couldn't do this, couldn't do that. You love Patrick Mahomes so much right now and you want to go find the next one? No one fucking wanted him. You want to know why? Because they didn't bet on him. And guess what? Everyone else fucked up. You know who knows quarterbacks and knew that ahead of time? Andy Reid. That's it. Everybody acts like it was so goddamn easy. That's not going to happen this year. There is no quarterback like that. Why the fuck would you want to go and ruin a perfectly good window with a cheap quarterback where you can keep drafting more in this draft, by the way? Because there's a ton in the second and third round. Go find competition. Yes, but do it smartly. Like,
yeah, get Russ. Get one of the best quarterbacks in the league who's been doing it for a decade and has won a Super Bowl and wins playoff games routinely. The guy's in the playoffs every year, like except this year. But the team sucked, okay? The team totally bottomed out, and that's why he's leaving. When you go and you make that investment in a guy like that, it's a different window, but Russell Wilson could be the quarterback of this team for at least 5 years. At least five.
Jalen,
I don't know if Hurts is the quarterback of this team after one more year.
You only give that up for the next 14, 10, 11, 8, 7 of Jalen Hurts?
Yeah, because I have a known commodity. I have a known proven commodity. I'm going to invest in that. I'm willing to do that.
So, and this is what's crazy, is because this has been my problem since the beginning of trying to have this debate, which, by the way, credit to you. I mean, you were on this from the jump. By the way, Vince.
Russ is my guy.
We've been talking about this basically since the beginning of the season.
I talked about trading Wentz for Russ like 2 years ago, and people wanted to crucify me.
Yeah,
for
that
it.
We should have done that. We
Wentz and a one
then.
For Russ was the plan.
Oh, my
2 years
God,
ago.
That would have been beautiful.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Would have been on board for that.
Yeah.
We are evaluating Jalen Hurts and acting as if Russell Wilson's already in the bag, first of all. We don't know what it's going to cost. Secondly, when we're doing this, we're doing it in a one-year window, and that's all we're giving Jalen. That's ridiculous. He's like,
why?
If you expected him to be a Hall of Famer and that's your benchmark, he was going to fail. He was always going to fail. This is all a ruse then. So like, he either comes out and has this magical unicorn electrocute his arm and says, yay, I did it. I'm a Hall of Famer now. And that's all you're willing to do. And that's all the scope of this season is. But if you actually look at what he's doing and what I think they're doing as a coaching staff, which is weird. It is very Jared Goffy, by the way. It looks like they're telling him, just throw here. Don't worry about anything else. We'll get into that in a future episode. But, I mean, chill. I had a good season. For him, he had a very good season.
Well, for him. But that's the thing. It's what is he? For him, it's what
the
is my value.
The next starting quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles that will lead this team to a Super Bowl. Full stop.
Yeah, I think he gets benched by the end of next year. I mean, I would.
It's happening. What did this game do to our brains?
No, it's not that game. It's the whole season. Oh. It's his draft status. It's who he's been his whole career. Like, he's a guy that people haven't always believed in. Alabama gave up on him. They went with Tua. He leaves.
Yeah, Tua's doing real great down Miami, by the way.
Well, he had a better season statistically than Hurts as a passer.
Because Brian Flores is a better coach than Nick Sirianni.
Well, then let's bring him in. I'll get rid of that.
Right,
so I'll do that.
I'm open to it.
Yeah, so that works for me, too. Yeah. But thinking about what Hurts is going to be and where he can go, I mean, one, and as we've talked about, the floor for passers in the NFL has gotten a lot higher. He's still got to reach that. The number of games where I watched Jalen Hurts and I went, you know, he really impressed me as a passer today, I really can't say. I mean, he had halves here and there. He had a throw here or there. But ultimately, deep ball is not as good as you want it to be. He doesn't throw to the middle of the field. How much can I believe in that? Like, and this is something that we've spitballed a little bit. I would draft another, like, if they're not getting Russ this year, I would draft another quarterback and make him compete for the job still.
That's the one thing that we can agree on.
You got to do it.
because you have Desmond Ridder in Cincinnati, who is basically Jalen Hurts. Literally Jalen Hurts, just skinnier and a little faster, livelier arm, can throw in the middle of the field pretty accurately. Deep ball's a little weird. You know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Can shoot on the sidelines, can probably throw an out better than Jalen Hurts. Absolutely. Or if you want to go the opposite direction, have more like a, I guess, a Gardner Minshew. Well, that's not even fair to Carson Strong, who I'm trying to find a comparison to. But he's a statue back there, but he's got a fucking cannon. Absolutely. You want to do something like that? Yes. That's what you should do. Pick another quarterback in the second round. And I said this 2 years ago when they drafted Jalen Hurts in the first place. Guess what? Jalen's already been fucking through this. You can even bench him again. And I would like them to. If he can't hang, yes. Now there's competition behind him. Restart the clock. Jalen Hurts specifically was just drafted, even though it's probably a bullshit line, to be a backup quarterback to Carson Wentz. And this is your flexibility. He's not ruined as a starter either when you do that, which is more valuable to me than trying to do this thing with Russell Wilson and hoping and praying, because, like, how many times outside of Tom Brady, and no Bill Belichick comparisons, those are all illegal on this podcast, when's the last time that you can say, oh, yeah, this Hall of Fame quarterback can switch teams and just go win a Super Bowl? It's hard to win. And the more money you put on top of this thing, the harder it gets. You just explained that beautifully. Yeah. So we are in agreement. Draft another quarterback this year. You have a bunch of assets. One of them better be another quarterback.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get another one for Gardner Minshew. Or do you? Do you? I don't know. Like, I think it's interesting to keep Gardner around as your veteran guy and then just have a young-ish quarterback room.
If you have three young guys competing, because the funny thing is, everybody's dead set on this idea of, like, oh, we got to get rid of one of our firsts this year and trade it for a one next year. Like, you could do that, but also you could just trade down to the second round and get a one next year, you know? So do that.
Also true.
Trade down from 19. Go from 19 to the second round. You'll get a fucking haul for doing it. You can draft a quarterback in the second round, and you'll pick up a first for next year. That's amazing. Then you have two firsts this year, next year, or, you know, Russ, a second. You know, you get, like, all the same. It's just that there's so much opportunity with all those picks, and that's 100%. Yep. If they, because we'll know pretty early with the Russ stuff. Like, there's the Matthew Stafford trade got done in, like, February.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, teams has said, forget the start of the league year. We're just going to make a deal, and we make a deal, and it'll be official whenever it's official. So I would think the Russ stuff's going to heat up really soon. We'll see where all that lands, and then if we don't get him, which obviously
he's
my 1A.
He's going to New York.
And I will die.
That's he's absolutely going to New York, and then Dougie P is going to come and hang out.
Oh, God.
Because remember, wasn't he around Seattle? Didn't he flirt with Pete Carroll and those guys during, like, his tenure here? I might have been making that up. Somebody double-check me on the
screen. Maybe.
Or on the text line, 215. What is our freaking number?
215-509-5833. There you go.
There it is. I can't put this up, Ian, because it's too long for the broadcast, but Ian Tolino, who is, of course, as always, the great Ian Tolino's Cheesesteak Tour is available for all our Bell and the Bird members, specifically because of him, and that's fantastic. BellandTheBirdMen.com. Let's take a long look at the division, okay? He says, doesn't have a name, and the Washington football team doesn't have a name or a quarterback. Very good. Giants are an absolute mess. Can be getting better. I mean, that's one thing I would be concerned about. I'd also be concerned about Dougie Pete going down to the Cowboys, too, by the way. They get a little frisky, because I don't know what's going to happen to Kellen Moore. If Kellen Moore goes, there's no reason to keep Mike McCarthy around. I'm just saying.
Well, there's no reason to keep Mike McCarthy around. End of sentence. But anyway, yeah, I mean, Doug in Dallas is kind of scary for a year or two.
Dallas will be losing their OC potentially, maybe even their DC. You think Dan Quinn's going to get another job? I mean, it's weird that there's so many things that are open right now.
It seems fast, but I think the window is closed for Dallas.
Zeke is cooked. Coach is an idiot. Absolutely. We have a young, cheap, developing quarterback who's a stud and a leader. Three firsts in the top 20. A wide receiver. One. Absolutely. Do ever not put a two next to Devontae Smith's name.
More on that in a minute.
Oh, great.
Not for me. Not for me, but more on that in a minute.
And we're on the come up. And they signed homegrown talent. And Jalen will have his first year where he's not changing. And that is very true, too. Jalen is the guy. It's the first time it went from, I'm not trying to Ben Simmons the thing, okay? He's not a rookie, but, like, he is a rookie. This was his rookie season. That was a nice little dabble at the end. I mean, they made him lose the fucking game at the end. How much experience can you get from that? God, I have a little perspective. But yeah, I'm that deserves another crack of the old liquid death right there. Thank you, Ian, for keeping everyone else's head on straight, including my good friend Vince Quinn over here.
There you go. And thank you to Liquid Death, by the way, because this refreshing, delicious mountain water from the Alps. I mean, it is amazing. Like, I wake up in the morning, I crack a can all the time.
Yes. It's
just a Liquid Death and a cup of coffee gets me going. I don't always eat breakfast or have time to eat breakfast. So it's
First of all, change that. That coffee is eating your freaking stomach lining. Thank you very much.
Oh.
Eat some of those potatoes that you love. Just looking out for you while you also are being healthy with your Liquid Death.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, I do need healthier habits. I got some weight and my pants are a little tight and like it's kind of pissing
Jay,
me off.
Jay, you're joining the club, buddy.
Yeah. So maybe I'll be on the Liquid Death diet. We're just going to, it's going to be a Liquid Death cleanse.
Yes.
But yeah, having a Liquid Death in the morning is amazing. Having a can that's recyclable is like really great. And if there's times where I don't have a place to recycle it, I do hold on to it and then take it to recycling. Like it's almost 100%. It's like 97% or something like that is the recyclability of this can. It's really high.
Yeah.
So when you see something like that, it's like, no, I actually want to recycle this. A lot of the stuff doesn't really get recycled. So I love that about Liquid Death as well.
Absolutely.
And if you want to get a case, liquiddeath.com/bell.
Liquiddeath.com/bell gets you free shipping and 12 of these bad boys. And just like our good friend Ian said, yes, the flavors are coming.
I can't wait.
Flavored, sparkling Liquid Death. The time has come for the world to take over and definitely pay attention to the Super Bowl. Definitely pay attention to the Super Bowl commercials. That's all we'll say.
Yeah.
That is all we will say.
Can I get to this real quick?
Please.
It's something that's bubbling up, and we can get into this more a little bit later on a different day.
All right.
But I have seen a couple of people mention in the past few days Devontae Smith being a 2.
Uh-huh.
I don't agree with it.
Okay, good. We're not going to fight.
I don't agree with it.
We're not going to fight, guys.
But the fact that there is there's a movement out there. There's a small collection of people that do seem to think that Smith is a 2.
Should we call them Devontae Doubters?
Yeah.
Is that 2 on the nose? Fix that, everybody.
Yeah.
Come up with something better than
that. We'll figure it out. We'll call them dumb. How dare you? How dare you, Devontae Dummies? The guy's amazing. But I want to get into that. And actually, we know somebody that is in on that argument. So maybe we'll get him on the show to talk about that.
What are their initials?
MM.
Oh, my God.
Yep. So,
of course. Well, he better be wearing his hair nice and pretty that day because we're going to have a talk about that. Man, oh, man. All this solidifies to me is that this offseason is going to be a massive civil war on Eagles Twitter and all social media platforms, which you can find us at Bell and the Bird and feel a little bit safe that all takes are safe here. We might yell and we might argue, but all takes are safe here. Absolutely. I would also like to give a little hat tip to the entire beat reporting pool today. Fantastic job.
Yeah,
I really do. As much as I'm probably going to say, like, you know, everyone's going to act all important and like, oh, this is the little angle that I found. And just remember, it's all bullshit. We didn't learn anything. And at the end of the day, yes, they would still probably trade for Russell Wilson, give it the chance. I think that's what Howie was saying, basically. Come down on your price. Otherwise, we're good and we got too many assets and telling the world, you know, you better up your price for the draft. That's all he does. That's all he's great at. And I'm still not believing that they're trading for Russell Wilson because of I don't want to believe it. There you go.
Well, there you go. It's that simple. But also, another note with all these press conference things. How is the least trusted GM in the league? Like, can we remember that for a moment?
They pull from agents.
Yeah. But like, I think all of us too, right? Like, do you really look at him and go like, yes, I believe everything he's saying?
No.
The guy's been a GM forever. He knows the job. He knows what to say. He had a radio show years ago. You remember that?
He used to have
an hour-long radio show.
Someone told him to go fuck himself, didn't they?
Probably, which is why they got rid of that show. That was a bad idea. It was a great idea.
That was a fantastic
and a bad idea at the same time.
Bring it back on a live stream.
Yeah, like, I enjoyed it. It was very entertaining. Was it good for Howie or the Eagles? Probably not, but that's neither here nor there. But here's the other things. We talk about trading quarterbacks and all that kind of stuff and what Howie wants to do. I thought this was hilarious. I saw people yelling about the Eagles trading for Derek Carr yesterday, and I was like, is anybody actually doing that? With all the options available of keeping Hurts, drafting somebody to compete, trading for Russ, Aaron Rodgers, what's his name, with Houston, Deshaun Watson, for all those options available, for any person to stand out in public and go, I think they should trade for Derek Carr. You're out of your goddamn mind. You're completely insane.
Like, just pictured somebody in a Squire hat there for a second. That was nice.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. But it was just like, just to see all these angry tweets of people being like, we're not trading for Derek Carr. It's dumb. It's like, yeah, it is dumb. Who's saying? I don't think anybody's actually saying that. So I just saw that and I was very confused and it made me giggle.
Yeah, there's arguing against air. It's one tweet from a robot that has a bunch of like letters and numbers behind it. Be like, oh my God, can you believe how many people want to trade for Derek Carr? No one. Just probably somebody that's not even real.
Yeah.
I bet it was automated just to piss you off.
Well, it's like a lot of times you also see these posts on any platform. You see these posts where it's like, yo, who made this? It's like, you made this. Of course you made.
You did that.
You are the only person that's posted this. So I can't imagine someone just like sent it to you in the mail and you scanned it and posted it. No, you made this.
Yes.
So that's what it is, you know, which is why soon it's going to be like, I'm just going to send out a tweet this week and it's just going to be like, no, I will not trade for Baker Mayfield. I can't believe that all these people are demanding that the Eagles trade Jalen Hurts for Baker Mayfield. And I'm going to get 5,000 likes and I'm going to feel very good about myself. I'm going to feel great. I'm going to feel amazing. But it's just, it's ridiculous. The whole thing is insane to me.
Send us your favorite thing that you, let's try and blow up everybody's idea. Join the Discord and let's come up with some ideas. 215-509-5833. Text them in. And we will just start the train and we'll just, we'll all get likes. Everybody will get the thirst for the day, right? That's what we can do. Everybody can feel a little good.
Yeah.
We can release those endorphins.
That would be so funny if we just had like a coordinated like 18 people, like whoever's in the, we'll figure out whoever we can get in the Discord and we all the same day just suddenly start tweeting about like trading for Baker Mayfield and like,
Why would anyone want to trade for Marcus Mariota? This is ridiculous. Now it's getting ridiculous. Yeah. I see we haven't even hit July. See, it'll be crafted beautifully.
That would be awesome.
We'll just straw man quarterbacks. That's the program.
Like
all offseason.
It's a literal straw man program.
Like, now people are saying, bring back Sam Bradford. Real fucking funny, guys. Real funny. How do you have jobs?
Oh, that would be so good. Wait, who wants to put Jalen Hurts at running back?
Here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
All right. We just have to keep it, because can I tell you a story? I just remembered this.
Okay.
So there is a certain person, and everyone's going to exactly know who I'm talking about who's in the know, but I, a long time ago, did have the feeling, because I hated Draft Twitter so much. It emptied my soul, and how many, I really thought, I was like, ooh, this could be interesting to break down tape and, you know, all this other stuff, and thought about going to the Scouting Academy and all that other different crap.
Yeah.
And then I realized, like, how many people just are so full of shit. And I made some guy that was, I can't remember, like, Frank Vo something. Like, I just made it sound like, oh, that sounds like an NFL reporter I've heard of. And, like, put all these, the pro football PWA tags and all this other stuff and just did all this and, like, infiltrated the biggest parts of Draft Twitter just to, and I never told anybody about it because I was going to show everybody how easy this is and to fool everybody. And then I panicked. I was like, nah, I don't want to do that. So I just pretended he passed away and then deleted the account.
You
but like
killed a man? You created and killed a man?
I basically like war games it and like said I was going to go down to the Senior Bowl and took all these Photoshop pictures to make it look like I was around, but like missed all these guys. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I miss you. And I never unveiled it. And I wish I did. So what I want to do is that. Let's do that. Let's together make a fake reporter and just see how far we can get. Okay. I think that would be fun.
I think that would be really
fun. Oh, you know what's even better? We'll just make one, and you've got to try and identify who it is. I think that's the game. That'll be really funny.
That is the game. Let's do that. I legitimately want to do that now. Let's. I'm not kidding. 100%. We're doing.
Yeah.
This.
Yeah. No. We're totally going to do this. You see what a little liquid death in your gullet? Like you just free your mind, and everything is great here. I as we're closing too, I we didn't get to this, and it's just been such a great season, guys. Like, we can't tell you how amazing it's going to feel going into the offseason now. And we've got Howie Roseman drama to kind of go back and forth with, like, left and right. Can't thank you enough for all of your support. We're literally sitting in this studio because of you. You know, like, it is very freeing to be out on your own and just being like, yes, we can just go and do what we want. And it's because of you guys that we get to do this stuff. And obviously we're not going anywhere for the off season because we've got so many things to kind of talk about and touch on. But wanted to thank you, and especially everybody that, you know, joined up as members and are on the text line in the Discord. It's just been amazing to kind of interact with you left and right here. So wanted to thank you especially. I know Vince does too. So
yeah, you guys are amazing. I mean, honestly, everything about this ride has just been, it's been unbelievable. For all the people on staff that have been with us and seeing them grow and all the cool things
and
they've
through
been
all
up
the
to.
Fucking bumps in the road.
Yeah.
My God.
No,
yeah.
This year has been crazy for us, guys. It's
crazy
been
great.
Completely insane and great and just so much fun and, like John said, freeing in a lot of ways, and it's just been the best. And so one of the things that we want to do, actually, to properly reflect on all of this, John.
Yes.
We're going to have our own press conference.
That is right.
We're going to hold ourselves accountable.
Calling our own. Yes.
We want to make ourselves available to you, the public, and we will answer your questions. We will sit at a podium. We will just respond to all of your things. We'll reflect on the season of Bell and the Birdmen, our Eagles takes, any questions you have for us in that regard. We are open to all of that. We are open books, as you know, at this point anyway. And we're going to do that, what, Thursday at 4?
Thursday. Twitter Spaces live, so everybody
yes,
can kind of get
Twitter Spaces
get involved in that. And obviously, we'll be on here, too, and we'll take your questions on YouTube and Twitch and Twitter and all that fun stuff. So, yes, a full-on press conference with a town hall element. We want to kind of play roulette with you on Twitter Spaces and have a lot of fun, man. We're so grateful for that. Vince Quinn, I'm so sorry. Can you go into that cool box by the way, you can pull something out of that cool box of the memorabilia stack and get that Rolling Stone magazine real quick. I wanted to tell this story, too, because the playoffs happened with the Eagles so much that we didn't have a really chance to share about Bob Saget and his passing and, like, have a small emotional connection to it because I tweeted this out yesterday, but this is Rolling Stone magazine from, December 29th, 2005, the second to last issue of the year. It was my first, like, full year in L.A., I got a phone call from my roommate, Andrew Baldwin, which, by the way, go IMDb him right this second because he is amazing. I've known him since fifth grade. He's always just wanted to shoot movies, and he is, like, literally doing that. He is running a show on Apple TV right now. I forget what it's called. I'm so sorry, brother, but it is a very fascinating watch because I watched it from front to back. But I don't know about you, I'm like Generation X, top millennial. I'm in the weird, odd position of being, like, not a part of either generation. I think there's a lot of us that are out there, but it was always TGIF for me, man. Like, 100%. Every Friday, I made sure that Full House was there and Family Matters and Step by Step. And, you know, we
Step by Step.
Know all the rest were there. But, like, Danny Tanner, like, of course, legend. But more importantly, like, Sunday nights were always kind of pizza night around my house. And America's Funniest Home Videos, like, that was the first YouTube.
Oh, and that was a great show. I mean, all the and you can imagine thinking about the kind of comedy that Bob Saget did.
Yes.
What the lines were that got cut from that.
Gosh.
Could you imagine some of the lines that he wrote for all those different home movies where he just, like, nope, can't say that on TV. Can't say this on TV.
I would have loved to have seen of the dirty Bob Saget to America's Funniest
X-rated
Home Videos. X-rated
America's
like
Funniest Home Videos. Like, you could just say whatever the hell you want.
Yeah.
Would be incredible.
And my friend Andrew Baldwin called me and said, hey, man, so we're doing a photo shoot, and they just need somebody to kind of sit in a bunny suit. It's $150. Do you want to do it? It's like my first official showbiz gig. I'm like, yeah. I was like, hell yeah, absolutely. And he's like, oh, it's going to be with Bob Saget. I was like, are you fucking shitting me? I was like, I'm going to be, no way. And he goes, oh, yeah, it's going to be for Rolling Stone and all that other stuff. So this is me and Bob Saget on the live stream. I know, and go if you're listening on the podcast, it's up on Twitter, but... That's That's me in the bunny suit. And that is Bob Saget that's hanging out right there. And I tried to be all cool and sly and all that shit. And he's like, so how'd you get this gig? And I just went, well, they wanted a guy that could give out a bunch of swamp ass, Bob. And they called me because they knew I could produce the most or something stupid like that. Totally, like, bad joke. Didn't land at all.
Crickets. Yeah.
Crickets. Like, all right, cool, man. But after that, just, you know, gave me some advice and said, like, hey, you know, I just didn't show up and be Danny Tanner and all this other stuff. And it was awesome. It was one of the first things that kind of pushed me a little forward to keep going. And there was a lot of those experiences out there. Yeah, you know, it's like Forrest Gump type stuff. It's so weird.
Oh, you are Forrest Gump.
Times in LA.
I've said this many times. You are Forrest Gump. I'm fully convinced that you're Forrest Gump.
Yeah, it was a great and odd time. And hear him go was sucks. He was one of the first kind of people you look up to and emotional connection to them. So just wanted to say sorry to his family. And the dirty Bob Saget was absolutely the best. Like the switch of that when you see him in the comedy clubs and you're just so taken back by that. Best time ever. One of the best, you know, comics of all time too. So just wanted to say that. Wanted to say thank you for listening, Vince Quinn, to the new year of arguing, because the new year, the real season is the off season, baby.
Yes. Let's go.
Let's go win a Super Bowl. Thanks to Liquid Death. Thanks to everybody. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.